MTD Radio News. I'm Jim Miller. Here's what's happening. New Mexico Supreme Court late Friday extended the deadline for when New Mexico's 5th Judicial District Court must issue its findings in a challenge to the state's congressional map. The justice has issued an amended order changing the deadline for when a final order must be issued in the case from October 1st to October 6th per the order, saying the district court shall have all actions resolve this matter no later than October the 6th, including entry of a final appealable order, which shall set forth court findings of facts and conclusions of law. New Mexico's Supreme Court set the October 1st deadline in July when they ruled that a suit against the state's congressional map could be heard in a lower court. Three suspects arrested and charged in Monday's drive-by shooting of a Roswell man. Police said Sheila Padilla, Matthew Villarreal, and Michael Neal Kirby are each charged with first-degree murder, conspiracy to commit first-degree murder at or from a motor vehicle. Padilla also faces one count of shooting at or from a motor vehicle. A jail population summary report from the Chavez County Detention Center says all three presently there. Villarreal was taken into custody last Wednesday as part of the investigation into the shooting of 45-year-old Christopher Herrera. Otero County residents might see a 1/8 increase in gross receipt taxes. Proposal discussed but not voted on by the Otero County Commissioners at its meeting August 10th. Otero County Commissioners and county residents discussing what the increase would look like and how residents would be affected. New Mexico reduced state gross receipt taxes in the past 2 years by a quarter, but state law allows counties to raise gross receipt taxes locally. The Board of County Commissioners has the authority to raise this amount without voter approval. That's what's happening. I'm Jim Miller, MTD Radio News.